America Weekend.
I've heard 10,000 love songs on the radio, played famous love scenes in my head.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest has been described as the female Michael Bublé. Her single, What Love Is All About, we just heard a little of it, is out and available on iTunes. It is great to say hello to Carly Robin Green. Carly, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is quite exciting to have you on. The female Michael Bublé, that is pretty high praise. Tell us about the new single, What Love Is All About. Tell us everything we need to know about Carly Robin Green.
Oh, you know, it's so exciting. So this is my debut single, and I grew up in Philadelphia, so I worked with Gamble and Huff coming up, and they wrote all the songs of the 70s, I mean, from Money, 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 Soul Train. So you'll hear a lot of their influences in this song, in the horns and the strings. It really has that throwback feel, and it's the title song of the record I've been working on. And it's really a collection of love songs. It's music that I'm passionate about, and for so long I was doing other kinds of music, and this is really the record that I've been wanting to make for a long time.
And I think it's very interesting that CeeLo Green is the person that pretty much gave you the advice to follow your dreams. You were sitting back up for him. Talk to us about that.
That's right. Well, that was at the Grammys, and that was several years ago, and it was one of those moments that I pinched myself. Not only was it singing at the Grammys and looking out upon the stage, you know, the audience from the stage, I knew something was going right. But then it was backstage that CeeLo was, it was casual, and we were just speaking about passion and following artistry, because he's one of those artists who always stayed true to who he was. And it didn't matter what was popular or cool at the time. He was always doing his own thing. And I expressed my admiration in that. And he said, you know, so casually and simply, he said, just do what you love. And it occurred to me that even though I was singing and writing full-time, it wasn't the music I was passionate about. So for me, I pivoted at that point, and I really sought out the writers whose music had inspired me in the first place. And that's like writers who wrote for Whitney back in the day for The Bodyguard, and writers who wrote for Celine and Streisand. And these are the artists who've always inspired me, and these are the writers who always inspired me. So I changed my tune, so to speak, and that this record really shows that effort and that passion.
And your sound and your music really reflects what they call the Great American Songbook. I mean, the standards. But you bring a real contemporary lilt to it. I mean, you can kind of hear the throwback, the salute to these standards. I mean, the sounds of even Michael Bublé into a more contemporary. But, I mean, to throw it back to the sounds of Streisand and Tony Bennett and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you bring a nice, refreshing sound and feel to it. How important is it and how difficult is it to try to take a type of music and to make it as contemporary as you can?
Well, it's in my bones. I mean, so it's hard to articulate how I do it, but it's music that I feel, and because I write for artists around the world, just current pop stuff, it's a fusion that comes naturally to me, because for a long time I was told to do certain music that was reflective of my age. You know, I'm used to a pop sensibility, but The old school is so ingrained in me that it's a fusion that comes naturally. And plus, I brought in producers. I have a Danish producer, a Japanese producer, a lot of very current and relevant producers. And the fusion of that production style with the classic songwriters who I teamed up with to write the record with, I think that fusion really lent itself to that mix of the modern sound with the timeless sound.
When did you get your start? Like, how young were you when you realized that this is what you wanted to do forever?
Oh, I knew. I always had a microphone in my hand when I was a little kid. I actually had the opportunity, like, when I was very, very young with my family outside of Philadelphia, there's Hershey Park, and they had a mobile recording studio. So I'd go into the studio and sing New Kids on the Block songs. I mean, wherever there was a microphone, I sang. And so I started, you know, taking lessons and stuff when I was about 8. But my first recording happened when I was about 9 or 10. And then my first gig professionally was in Atlantic City, actually, when I was about 15. So
that's pretty awesome, AC.
Yeah. Philadelphia was a great place to grow up because it's such a music town. And the proximity to New York, obviously, was great. So I was singing all the time as a kid coming up. And I'm so grateful for all of that training ground, so to speak.
You know, you mentioned Hershey Park. I remember that exact little singing booth where you could go there and you could actually record. How cool was that?
I mean, it was so great because it was the first, you know, tidbit of what a real recording studio
exactly.
was like. And yes, it was so cool.
And the best part about Hershey Park is still that when you go on the ride at Chocolate World, you get a free piece of Hershey's chocolate when you come off the ride, right?
And the whole town smells like chocolate.
It really does.
It does.
It does.
Are they pumping this in somewhere, you know?
I mean, they must be missing it.
They have to be. Is Willy Wonka going to come walking down the street? You know, you just can't figure these things out. You've performed in some huge venues. You have already sung at Madison Square Garden, but then you also perform in intimate jazz clubs. How different is it from one to the other, and how do you prepare for such different size audiences and venues?
That's a great question, because I just played the El Rey, and that was sold out, and that's a classic venue here in L.A. Really big, great lighting, great sound, tons of screaming girls. I was opening up for O-Town, actually.
There it is.
Yes, it's a reunion. And I'm preparing for Vibrato right now because I'm going to do my single release party. And that is Herb Alpert's place. And that's an example of one of those intimate jazz clubs here in L.A. And it's a very different process because while the music is the same, you're preparing a more interactive show in many ways when it's a small jazz club because the audience is right there and you see them. And it's like everyone's practically on stage. versus the larger venues, you're really in your own, I don't know how to describe it, you're in your own element, so to speak, in your own zone, and you still feel the energy and you feel the audience, but you don't see them. Mm. So you prepare similarly, but it's like I know what to expect in a different way. So they're two very, very, very different shows, and I don't prefer one to the other. They're different, but the energy of that big room, I mean, there's nothing like that.
Is the crowd different on the East Coast versus the West Coast?
I don't know. I mean, I feel the love in both places, and the people who come out to see me, they know they're getting love songs. It's a romantic kind of show, so people are pretty much open in both senses, and it doesn't really matter. It's maybe on the East Coast, it's more like a louder, like, you know, louder applause, you know, a roaring
thing
that you get from the East Coast. But everybody knows what they're coming for, and they love it.
One of the things I think is most fun about you is, of course, this latest single that you have out is great, and you have a certain style, but you've done different things, too. Am I right in remembering that you also did some, like, sports parody songs on the Colin Coward Show?
Yes.
Tell us about that. How cool is that?
Oh, so much fun. I mean, first of all, it's so cool to get to make light of. I mean, I sing these, you know, serious ballads and stuff, so to get to sing some fun stuff is definitely, it's another fun thing I get to do. And going to Fox, it's the recording studio there is on the Fox lot, and that's cool.
Sure.
And it's funny, because I've been in L.A. for 10 years, but I'm not, like, over it. I still love it. I still get a kick out of it and seeing the taping going on the lot when I go over there. I think that's, like, cool. But in the meantime, then, Colin is so funny, and he introduces these bits throughout his show every now and then. And then the sports fans who then hear me, it's so wild, like, on Twitter and Instagram, they go nuts. So it's so much fun to see that whole audience and that whole side of things, because that's a world normally who they don't get to hear my music very often. So it's such a cool fusion, and it's fun and it's light. And I know my dad loves when I do that kind of thing.
Of course he does.
Sure he does, yeah.
Who would you say is your dream collaboration? Like, if you could pick one person, dead, alive, doesn't matter, who would it be?
I've got two. I would say David Foster. currently, he's one of those songwriters who I've always aspired to write with. Beautiful, like one of my favorite songs he wrote, it's called The Color of My Love.
Right.
And it's some really beautiful stuff that makes you cry. I would love to write with him, and I would love to duet with Streisand. So those would be my two.
Oh, yeah.
Aim high.
I mean, that's big.
That is big.
I know.
Well, that's the answer we wanted. We wouldn't have wanted her to say some studio musician somewhere in St. Louis that we never heard of.
Exactly.
So, very nice.
Exactly.
Well, once again, her debut single, What Love Is All About, is available on iTunes. Check out her website at CarlyRobinGreen.com and follow her on Twitter at CarlyRobinGreen. Carly Robin Green, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the captain of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, leading the Americans to gold. And it was his goal which vanquished the rival Soviet Union. So where is Mike Ruzzioni now? After winning the gold, Mike retired as a player. He went into broadcasting and worked for the Rangers and the Devils. Mike's a co-owner of the minor league Omaha Lancers, and he's the director of special outreach for his alma mater, Boston University. He does like the movie about that 1980 team, Miracle.
When you pull on that jersey, the name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back. Get that through your head!
But thinks they made Coach Herb Brooks too soft. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who is this? Where from?
Chris Chakiris, German, Pennsylvania.
Questionable riding decision.
Yeah, standing on a seat in a windstorm, but I did it.
Under the influence, and that's Kawasaki 750. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. That's what they did, Chris, on the open road.
Love him. Born and raised on him.
The figure in your life?
My dad. Kept the boys busy. He rode a Kawasaki. 750 was the last one. Every time he went out, he'd hop on my Harley and I'd take his.
Anything on two wheels you've come to regret?
Yeah, standing on a seat in a windstorm. Almost got blown off, but I did it. It was a good time. I rode it for about a mile. It was at a bike rally. Just going off. I'm Jack Daniels. Good Lord, look after me, you know? Always watching me.
Biker Minute.
Somebody better.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.